Gobellino and the Little Wooden Horse. As daylight faded and the stars appeared in the sky, the witch became more and more cheerful. She tried to tempt Gobellino and the Little Wooden Horse with all sorts of tasty food from her cauldron, but the two little friends were not hungry. All they could think of was the magic circle round the bottom of the mountain. The witch had told them that anyone who tried to cross it would frizzle and never be heard of again. "I am going out for the night on my broomstick," she said, and with a cackle flew out of the cave. The moment she was gone, Gobellino dragged the witch's book of spells into a pool of moonlight. Together, the two friends began to read. They read every page until at the very end they came to some lines in tiny print. "To undo a spell, use 8 parts clean spring water and 4 parts fresh fruit juice and 8 parts clean new milk. Mix all together and stir with a clean left hand, together with the blessing of a good man and 5 tears of true sorrow. Splash this on the spell and it shall be broken." The little wooden horse skipped for joy. "We can make the mixture and break the magic circle," he cried. "Wait, wait," warned Gobellino. "We may find the spring water, the milk, and the fruit juice, but what about the good man's blessing and the tears? Perhaps our friend the old priest could bring us the blessing. We can ask the bats to fly over the magic circle and take him a message. You wait here, Gobellino." The little wooden horse set off down the mountainside, and soon he arrived at the bats' caves. The bats thought they were the best homes in the world, now that Sutika no longer tried to chase them away. "We could not go back to the church, even if we wanted to," they said. "Somebody has put a magic circle round the mountain, and we could not fly over it without being frizzled. The only trouble is that 2 or 3 of the younger bats lagged behind, and now they can't join us. They are still living in the rabbit burrows outside." The little wooden horse walked towards the few bats he could see whirling and tumbling in the moonlight at the edge of the plain beyond the magic barrier. "Listen to me," he called. "With your help, the magic circle can be broken and you can come to live in the caves. All you have to do is to take a message to the old priest. Tell him that Gobellino and I are trapped on Hurricane Mountain by a terrible magic. We need his blessing to break it." The young bats did not want to return to the church, but finally one of them agreed to go. She arrived in the grey light of dawn just as the priest was unlocking the door. She flew down and perched on the priest's shoulder. Then, to his amazement, she began to twitter in his ear. At first, the twittering made no sense, but gradually the priest began to hear the words blessing and Gobellino. He could not understand much more, but he could see that the bat was nervous and worried. And then he remembered meeting Sutika the previous day. She had paused for breath as she ran past the church and told him how Gobellino had taken her place with the witch. "If he is lucky, he'll escape too before the witch finds out. But I think I should get to the other side of the stream. You see, witches can't cross over running water. Once I'm on the other side, I'll be safe. If all goes according to plan, Gobellino will meet me there. He should come past here about midday." But Gobellino had not come past at midday. Perhaps the plan had gone wrong. Perhaps the bat was trying to tell him that the little cat needed his help. "If Gobellino has not come by noon," the priest decided, I will set out for Hurricane Mountain. On the mountain, Gobbleino and the little wooden horse were busy collecting all the things they needed to break the spell. The witch had returned at dawn and had immediately fallen asleep. She was snoring loudly. They found an empty pumpkin, which would make a good mixing bowl for the ingredients. They pushed it into the darkest corner of the cave. Then, taking two jugs and a small clay cup, they walked out onto the mountainside. They met some wild goats who willingly filled the clay cup 8 times with milk and showed them the way to a valley full of bilberry bushes. By mid-afternoon, they had crushed enough berries to fill the cup 4 times over with fruit juice. Then, as the sun went down, they found a spring which supplied the 8 measures of clean water. With both jugs full to the brim, the two friends began to stumble back to the witch's cave.
Gobbleino!
Long before they arrived, they could hear the witch angrily calling for them.
Why have you been dawdling out there? She demanded. Didn't you hear me calling for you? I want the little wooden horse to come for a ride on my broomstick.
The witch went to fetch her broomstick, and while her back was turned, the two friends tried to empty their jugs into the pumpkin. But they were too slow. Despite her bad eyesight, the witch saw that they were up to something. She came and poked at the pumpkin, which promptly fell over and emptied its contents on the floor.
Well, you have been busy, she said, as Gobbleino and the little wooden horse wept tears of disappointment and sorrow into the pink mixture. Now, come along, Dobbin. Jump up behind me.
Very reluctantly, the little wooden horse climbed up behind her. But the broomstick would not leave the ground. The witch shook it and cursed at it and kicked it and finally flung it onto the floor. Only Gobbleino noticed that the spilt spellbreaker had touched the end of the broomstick. Even without a blessing, the mixture was strong enough to rob the broom of its magic.
If my broomstick will not carry me, perhaps my horse will, shrieked the witch, leaping up on the back of the little wooden horse. Up! 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 She yelled at him. Up to the stars, my horse! Away!
To his great surprise, the little wooden horse suddenly found himself rising into the air. The two rose higher and higher until the little wooden horse could see many miles of country below him. He saw the great plains with the village and the church tower standing out clearly in the moonlight. And there, about halfway between the village and Hurricane Mountain, he saw a small dot that might be a person making his way across the plain. And suddenly, the little wooden horse realized that the bat had delivered her message. That moving dot was the old priest coming to help them.
Thank you.